Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, August 19th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Advanced Micro Devices has agreed to buy data center equipment maker ZT Systems for nearly $5 billion. ZT designs and manufactures servers and other infrastructure that house and connect chips in data centers. These centers power artificial intelligence systems. AMD is promising customers such as Microsoft and Meta better performance at their data centers through tight linkages between chips, software, and system designs. The purchase could help AMD take on competitor NVIDIA. General Motors is cutting more than 1,000 employees globally in its software and services division, a person familiar with the matter said. That division focuses on aspects such as connected vehicles, infotainment, and advanced driver assistance systems. The job cuts come after the co-heads of the unit, both former Apple executives, decided to streamline its operations. That's according to the person with knowledge of the cuts. A total number of layoffs couldn't be learned, but the move is a partial reversal of GM's hiring binge of tech workers in recent years. And Electra Battery Materials was awarded $20 million by the Department of Defense to support the construction of a cobalt sulfate refinery. It will be the only cobalt sulfate refinery in North America producing battery-grade materials for lithium-ion batteries. The company says it plans to produce other battery materials and is considering building more facilities in the U.S. and Canada. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.